Really to do all that. And so would you share a little bit more, Angelica, about your experience working around social media and what else you feel that that you learned? Because you came here for social media, but, you know, KBOO is a whole lot about radio, too. So
yeah, I've never worked, like, in radio before. I've done social media before back, like, when I was in college for some, like, nonprofit organizations. But yeah, Jenga was super amazing, super helpful. When I first came in, she really, like, planned out what she wanted for the future of, like, KBOO, what she wanted, you know, to see go on, like, the social media pages and stuff like that. So she had me come in, post stuff about, like, upcoming shows that were happening, you know, guests that were going to come in and, you know, maybe do, like, a performance and stuff like that. She really wanted to increase the followers, she really wanted to drive guests to the website of KBOO itself. I know that was, like, the main thing that she really wanted. Came in, you know, did some posting like that. She eventually allowed me to go with her on, you know, protests that were happening in Portland, very, like, hands-on, like, stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, recently we went down to the Occupy ICE PDX. We did that. We were over at the Water Blues Festival doing that. So a lot of, like, live streaming. She showed me how to reach out to people who were affiliated with KBOO. So we had, like, we have had numerous, like, drives, membership drives that are happening here, how to reach out to people who are in support of KBOO to try to really get out our name and, like, what we were doing here and see if they could help, you know, promote us too.
Mm-hmm. Great. Whitney, let's hear from you. How did you learn about the internship, and why did you, what did you think it was a good idea to come to a radio?
So my mom actually works at Reynolds High School, and that's how I kind of found out about the Summer Works program. So she kind of introduced me to that. And so I kind of just went on the site and was looking for jobs that I was interested in. And I didn't really find that many, but, like, KBOO, like, radio really stuck out to me. And I was like, wow, like, it would be really cool to work at a radio station. So I, like, clicked on it. I was, like, seeing the jobs that were involved in it. And the first one I actually saw was the social media intern. And I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. So I wanted that one. And then, I don't know, eventually, like, it wasn't available. So I was looking at other ones, and it was, like, the administrative intern's available. So I kind of just had an interest in it at the start, and so I was just glad that it all worked out and I got to actually be here.
Good. And you get stuck with me.
You're awesome.
Oh, you didn't have to say that, but thank you, Whitney. But I'm really glad, you know, that, you know, no matter what it is that, you know, get you interested, you know, that you pursued it, even though the social media internship, you know, didn't work out. So that's cool. That's cool. And so how does it feel so far? Because, you know, you're supporting me in the office with some administrative work, and folks, right now, Emma and Whitney are working on a project where they're sending you handmade membership cards, you know. So obviously we get things, you know, made separately, but they are assembling a little envelope for you all, so very soon you'll be getting that in your mailbox. So how does it feel so far? What were your expectations? What do you feel you've learned so far?
I was really, like, I don't know, it was kind of overwhelming at first, just like the amount of work and members that you guys actually have, and I wasn't expecting that at all, because I was like, oh, it's kind of like a little radio station in Portland, so I wasn't expecting that, but I was, like, really impressed, and like, doing the work and seeing how many people are actually involved, it really, like, is an eye-opener and, like, accomplishment by everything that I've, like, we've done so far. It's really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Emma, let's hear from you. How did you hear about the internship?
Yeah, I also came from SummerWorks, and I was looking online how it's set up. You basically just scroll through a bunch of internships, and I, well, they kind of they kind of organize the jobs into, like, what you like how well you would probably be at the job, and I don't remember if this one was one of the ones that I was going to be good at, but
you're great at it.
I think I was just scrolling through the internships, and I did want to find some kind of office-y job because I thought I could be good at it. And I was looking, and I did see KBOO, and I wasn't actually expecting to get the internship. It was kind of just like, oh, I'll just do it so I have more and more internships to look, you know, if I don't get the first one that I want. And yeah, like I actually applied for like 5 other ones, but you know, they never went through. But this one I wasn't too excited about it, because I didn't expect like office jobs to be exciting, but I actually have like a lot of fun here, even though that it's just like basically organizing, filing, and you know, all of that stuff. But I actually feel like pretty relaxed here. And I get more insight of radio stuff.
Right. Because that is the piece, I think, that is really awesome about KBOO, is that everybody who walks through the door will still learn. So all of you have gotten some radio time and have learned to edit and record and do all these different things. And Helika, was this new skills for you? Do you see yourself using these skills? Do you see yourself being in radio moving forward in your life?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I learned so many new skills. I mean, I knew the basic of, you know, social media and stuff like that. Before coming into this, I really wanted to learn how social media was used as, like, a promotion tool.
Right.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I didn't really have any experience in, like, the radio aspect of it. Yeah, but coming in, I mean, we even, like, you were saying that, like, everyone can come in and learn. I know that when I was doing my internship here, Jenka was, you know, had an opportunity to do like an interviewing class here. Mm-hmm. So I took part in that, and like this whole, like, you know, she gave like a packet for all of us that were in there about like skills about how to go in, you know, to do interviewing and stuff like that. You know, I learned so much in that one class, you know.
Right.
And for being here, you know, since the beginning of the year, I learned like so much, you know. I learned about like, you know, different like programs and stuff like that, different like websites that will help me in the future, in terms of like web design, planning out social media posts like that. Also going out to like the public and, you know, doing like social media stuff there, how to approach people,
right,
and stuff like that. You know, so yeah, definitely skills that I learned here, I'm definitely going to take with me, and they're so valuable stuff. I don't think I would be able to learn, you know, maybe another internship job, because I really want to do like social media for like the entertainment industry.
Right.
So this was like right, like spot on and like perfect. So I know like the tools that I learned here, I'm definitely going to use like in the future job that I go into.
Right. Yeah, that's really great to hear. Whitney, tell me about you. How was it the day that I said we're going to learn how to use the studio today? Did you like that day?
I love that day. I was so excited. I was so excited to like learn how to use all the equipment, and like I really feel that I really will like take the knowledge on and like use it in the future, because like in music, like I use microphones, I use mixing tables and different software, and like it really helps in like learning like all the different tools that you need to like actually record on radio. It's kind of like all connected and similar, so like I really feel like it's helping me a lot to learn.
Yeah, cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Emma, let's hear about you. How did you like, because you two have been like now making some time every day. Like you get the office work done, but you also get a little bit of radio time every day.
Yeah, I was really excited because I just thought I would be doing office stuff all summer. I'd be like, oh. But when I came here and you said you wanted us to learn how to use some of the equipment, I was like really excited, because that's actually what I'm kind of into. I like working with multimedia, like video production stuff, and I thought that it would be pretty useful to learn more about like audio and stuff. So that definitely helped me.
Yeah, because there's a lot of audio and video. Yeah. Yeah, you can definitely get a lot of stuff done this way. So I'd love to hear, you know, in general, what do you see yourself do in the next, you know, few years, and maybe even, you know, as a career? And how do you feel you're going to tell the world about KBOO? No, I'm just playing. You don't have to do that part. Just tell me what you want to do in the future in Helika.
Well, that's actually interesting, because I didn't know about KBOO beforehand. But when I told, like, my parents, like, my family about KBOO, they were like, oh, KBOO, like, I used to listen to it back in the day. And I was like, really? Like,
see?
I didn't like know like anyone else like knew about it, you know, because it's such like a small community radio. So I thought that was like really interesting. But
you have good parents.
Future plans. I want to, you know, I'm trying to find a job right now in social media. I definitely want to go either in the entertainment industry or even like in the sports industry. I eventually want to move out to California, which everyone says I'm crazy for. but yeah, I kind of want to try that out.
Everybody is coming here.
Yeah, I know, exactly. California going to Oregon, Oregon going to California. yeah, so I definitely want to move out there, hopefully. Yeah, just try different stuff. Social media is still my area. But being here, you know, I learned so many other tools and stuff like that. Janko was really keen on, you know, asking me, you know, oh, if you want to, like, help learn about, like, videography, let me know. If you want to do, like, want to learn more about graphic design, let me know and stuff like that. So, yeah, it definitely helped me with, like, multiple opportunities here that not just social media solely based on that, but, like, other stuff that I could do, too.
Right, yeah. But folks, if you are looking out there for a talented social media coordinator that is going to promote whatever you have going on, especially entertainment-wise or sports-wise, mm-hmm. then
yeah.
Hit me up, Del Ikebu, and I'll connect you to Angelica.
Yes.
Cool. Whitney, let's hear about you. What are you going to be doing in the next 5 years and or in the next 20, 30, 50 years?
I really want to keep going forward in with the music and anything in that area, so like producing or I don't know, just like an engineer maybe, like I'm really interested in that and like I find it really fun, so and I feel like everything that I've learned here is helping me work towards that, so this is definitely a good start for my future. I'm really excited.
Yeah, so let's get you connected maybe with the class that teaches you how to mix the live music.
Yes.
Yeah, because that would definitely be the kind of engineer that you're talking about. Yeah, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Emma, let's hear from you. What's your future like?
I mean, the future can always change, but...
Oh, it's all going to be bright for all of you guys. I could tell.
But right now, I'm planning if I want to go to college and get... a degree in some kind of multimedia thing, like video production, even directing, or mm-hmm. you know, any of that stuff. But you know, I actually do want to move to California as well, maybe to like LA, because you know, to go to Hollywood to like mm-hmm. become your dreams. But yeah, I just want to go out there and into entertainment, and you know, I actually want to make like people laugh or like I want to make people just happy with my work.
Good.
I think that's what I want to do.
That's an awesome career dream. I want to make people laugh and happy with my job. Yeah, that's great. I love it. Well, thank you all so much for first being here, being part of the KBOO community. And Helica, I know you're moving on, but you know this is your community radio. Your parents know that. Make sure you pass it on to your brother and everybody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, looking forward to continuing the summer with you, Emma and Whitney, and seeing, you know, hope you all will stay involved with the community as we move forward. And thank you all, folks, for tuning into News from the Booth. Next week, Mike Crenshaw will be your host. Thank you so much for tuning in.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is also available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Board meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month, starting at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
KBOO Community Radio and the Jazz Society of Oregon are thrilled to present the 38th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Cathedral Park in North Portland. The weekend starts with blues on Friday night. Norman Sylvester, Reggie Houston, and the Northwest Women Rhythm and Blues will be there. Saturday and Sunday will include Becky Kilgore, the Quadrophones, Tahira Memory, Randy Porter with Nancy King, the Ray Charles Review, and more. That's the 38th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, Portland's longest running community event, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd, under the St. John's Bridge in North Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Portland.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is just about 6 o'clock. We've got a little switch up. We're going to play Doug McFay's Free Culture Radio coming up right next.
Timothy Leary lives. No, he's outside looking in. Timothy Leary lives. No, he's outside.
Produced at the studios of KBOO Radio in Portland, Oregon, this is Free Culture Radio. I'm Doug McVay. Free Culture Radio is an examination of drugs, drug cultures, and the ineluctable, indelible, and indispensable influence of drugs on society. Free Culture Radio neither promotes the use of any drugs nor condemns people for being involved in drugs. To the extent that drug use presents problems for individuals or society, those problems are made worse and more intractable when people who use drugs are treated as others and ignored, stigmatized, and even brutalized. On this edition of Free Culture Radio, we talk about two of my favorite things, food and drugs. Before any ado can possibly be furthered, let me introduce my guest, Ngayo Bilom. Ngayo Bilom is a journalist, a political activist, a comedian, his day job is comedian, and the star,